Well, you're here early to pick me up for our game. Or did I forget to tell you that it was rescheduled for an hour later? I'm sorry. That's probably what happened. Come in. Please excuse the towel. I just got out of the shower. I'm looking forward to the game, though. We're good teammates at Paris' Squares, but that makes sense. We're basically the same person, with one small difference. I may have lost a little height and muscle mass, but I'm quicker and more athletic now. And we know how the other person thinks. We're also about the only two players that can be rotated in for each other without disrupting the rhythm of the team. Oh, pour yourself some Romulan ale while I change into a robe. It always helps us unwind before a match. Don't worry. With my back to you while I change, you'll hardly be able to see anything. You could always look somewhere else if it really bothers you. This is basically your body, but with another X chromosome where there used to be a Y. There. I just need to relax a little more before I get dressed for the game. It's probably going to be a draw again, but we're both getting much better. We're the perfect teammates for each other. That's been one upside of this whole mess. Obviously, it hasn't been all perfect. You know what I hate the most about there being two of us, Will? Having to find a new name for myself to avoid confusion. Of course, I thought at first you should be the one to change your name, but Will is a man's name, after all. William Thomas Riker. You're using Will, of course. Our other transporter doppelganger is using Thomas. That didn't leave me with much. I was going to go with Liam. You aren't using that part of our first name, but Deanna seemed to think that Lee would work better. Gender neutral was how she put it. She thought it might help since I'm apparently always going to be a woman. I argued with her, but she knows me too well. I lost, as usual. So Lee it was. Although lately, I've been leaning towards Leah. So yes, after a while, the body does begin to change the mind. I'm walking differently, talking differently, thinking differently. I'm even dressing differently when I'm not on duty. It seems like every day I show a little more cleavage and a little more leg. I know you couldn't help but notice, even though technically it's your cleavage and your legs. You haven't even had a chance to see them yet, have you? What your tits would look like if you were a woman? Well, here's a quick peek. William T. Riker. You're actually blushing. That is completely unlike us. Although honestly, I blushed the first time I saw them in a mirror. And touched them, just to convince myself they were genuine. Then I didn't want to look at them at all. I kept the lights off when I changed or showered. But curiosity, and then acceptance, won out in the end. My views on this new body aren't the only thing that changed. Despite what most men think, you wouldn't be a lesbian if you suddenly turn into a woman. At least, you don't totally stay one. You can't help but start thinking about men sexually after a while. there's just been a point where I realized I was checking out as many men's asses as women's. And Jean-Luc has a cute butt. Sorry, I'm making you uncomfortable, aren't I? Deanna told me that fighting these urges wasn't healthy. She said that since it was less and less likely they could reintegrate us, I should slowly embrace this new body. So I guess I have been. At first, I did want them to put us back together again. It seemed like the only way I'd get my equipment back. But now, I'm not really missing having a cock between my legs too much. I do miss the beard. Not that it wouldn't look ridiculous on this face. But we had a lot of fun grooming that thing, didn't we? I missed that part of it. So I had to repurpose that urge to groom things. As you can see, I've spent a lot of time keeping something else neatly trimmed. It's so much fun making you blush. Well, so few women were able to do that to us. But don't make such a big deal of this. I've already seen yours, obviously. It's only fair you saw mine. It's fun to actually be able to flirt again, even if it's with myself. In fact, you know when I said that the worst thing about this was having to pick a name? I was wrong. It's having this new body and finally beginning to accept it, but not being able to enjoy it. So when I said earlier I didn't need a cock between my legs, that wasn't entirely true. I was only attracted to women at first. That didn't change after we duplicated, and it still hasn't. But now that I'm also interested in men, I realize that they're both a little uncomfortable around me. It's not that I was once a man. Who really cares about that kind of thing anymore? It's that I used to be you. I mean, I still am, really. But I'm a woman now, too. I think both men and women are afraid to flirt with me, despite my increasingly scandalous outfits. They think you might disapprove. To them, sleeping with me would be somewhere between having sex with their boss's sister or the boss themselves. But you're being affected too, I think. Maybe they're scarred a little by the transporter accident thing. Or maybe having two Rikers is weird for them. The girls we'd been involved with in the past can feel my eyes on them when you're talking to them. So that's partially my fault. And I can't help but notice that you've not been having much luck. That's 5 weeks, 2 days, and 3 hours for us. That is a sad milestone in Riker history. And I know us. We're both too proud to masturbate. We always prided ourselves that we didn't need to. So you must be as horny as I am right now. Oh, you know exactly where I am going with this. I know better than anyone how that brain works. Or doesn't work sometimes when women are involved. I know you're attracted to me despite the strange circumstances. How do I know? Well, for one thing, I have tits. That's been our main requirement in the past, hasn't it? But besides that, I'm also pretty attractive. We were both a little annoyed at first at how hot of women we made. But we've both kind of warmed up to the idea since then. I'm also the only woman in this entire universe that knows exactly what you like sexually. Even the stuff that might be a little awkward to ask your partner to try, just because you're worried how they might react. With me, you don't even need to ask because you already know I'm into it too. Or at least willing to give it a try on this end. There's another thing. Despite the bravado, we've always wondered how good a lover we were. Now I can tell you with perfect honesty and no regard for your feelings. Not that I have much feminine experience to judge you by yet, but that will change. Don't drag this out. I know you want to have sex with me, because I would if I was still you. And I want to do it now that I'm a woman. We've been told to go fuck ourselves countless times in the past. Now it's sounding less and less like an insult, and more like a really fun time. Don't make me beg, Will. Being a woman doesn't make me submissive all of a sudden. Although there's room for all kinds of fun and things like that in the future. For right now, though, how about some good old-fashioned fucking? If you make me wait any longer, I swear I'll find the nearest temporal anomaly and throw myself at Admiral Kirk in his prime. He wouldn't pass this up. Yes, I probably should have just appealed to your ego from the start, but I needed the practice in seduction. Well, either way, I'm in your arms now, aren't I? But now that I've slipped this robe off, you're a little overdressed. It's a weird feeling of deja vu to grab your cock. It's, of course, familiar in my hand, but now my hand is different, slimmer, a little bit more graceful, as I'm showing you with these slow, gentle strokes. I can tell you're enjoying it because I remember this is how that girl at the academy used to do it for us. It feels weird to have it in my hand, to feel it in my grip, but not to feel the sensation you're experiencing. Let's see how weird this next part feels for us. I just want to take it in my mouth to see what it's like. Don't worry, I'm sure this urge is from the new body. Well, pretty sure, at least. It was strange to be on the giving side for a change. When the other person has a cock. We're very familiar with going down on a woman, of course, and I plan on keeping it that way. But I want to get just as familiar with blowjobs. Although, while we're on the subject, perhaps we could help each other with our cunnilingus technique. I'd say that's a good start. Oh, good tongue work. I hope it's just as good. when it's my smaller tongue doing it. Oh, oh, wait, go back. Oh, yes, that. More of that. Oh, we should have been doing that much more in the past. Oh. Okay, stop. Stop, Will. No, that was actually great. Too good, because I was going to come. But I want my first orgasm as a woman to be with a cock inside of me. So let's move on to the really fun stuff. I did want us to be reintegrated so badly. That's not going to happen. At least not how I originally thought it was. But we're about to be together as closely as two people can be. I'll even let you be on top, since you have more experience using your body than I do. But don't get used to it. You know what a fast learner we are. And I'm still going to be just as competitive as you, even in bed. And yes, ironically enough, given our sexual history, this body is a virgin. Oh, don't smirk like that, charming as it may be. Or maybe I'll save myself a little bit longer, and Wesley and I can break each other in the next time we see him. That's better. Now go ahead and do for me what Laura Reynolds did for us after school that one day. Except then, she was a senior, and almost 3 years older than us. Now we're conveniently exactly the same age, so there's no reason for either of us to be nervous. Well, other than the fact that I've become much closer to Beverly and Deanna since this whole thing started, and we girls do like to talk. Oh well, you expect me to be discreet about this? When were we ever subtle in the past? Still, I was teasing you. Mostly. Now that I'm not you, I see why other people enjoyed taking us down a notch every now and then. But here's your chance to take me down a notch. And maybe the famous William Riker-chan will win even Leah Riker over. Go ahead, Will. If losing my virginity is the most painful thing that happens to me today, then I'd say that was a pretty tame game of Paris to Squares we have scheduled later on. Just don't do anything that I'd be inclined to have Beverly check out later on. The Riker maneuver, deflowering another girl carefully while distracting her with a kiss. Oh, and we can't forget the staring deeply into her eyes while we do so. Although this time, it's your eyes you're staring into. Even if the rest of me has changed. Go on, Will. This isn't a normal first encounter situation. You don't have to be nearly as diplomatic. Yes. That's it. Don't worry about being so careful. The prime directive doesn't apply.
I'm ready to skip ahead to the good stuff. Better. And Will, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be as passive as some of the other lovers that we've had. Although they had made all these moves look a lot easier. Still, I'll figure them out in time. You like that one, didn't you? And that one seemed good for the both of us. Of course, this is incredible. You're screwing the person you love more than anyone else in this universe. But Will, I hate to break the bad news to you, but sex is so much better when you're a woman. You're really messing up. Fuck. You should be jealous of how good this feels. I like getting fucked. Fuck. I think I'm going to love having you come inside of me. Do it, Will. Come inside me.
Thanks, Will. For the record, you are almost as good as you think you are. I can offer you some tips now, too. But you have to return the favor. We can make each other even better lovers. We can get started now. The Paris Squares match was actually rescheduled for tomorrow, but I needed a reason to get you in my room. Now move over, Will. It's my turn to be on top.